This is going to be epic. Hold on to your seats.
WFOD starts now.
So, you know, check it out. Woo!
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
A company decided to sell this stupid fucking elf with a book, and all these fucking Pinterest moms were like, yeah, that's something I need to do with my kids. And guess what? It's not for my kids. What it really is for my 500 Facebook friends to show them where we put the fucking elf every single night. You do not need to post your fucking elf on the shelf picture every single day to fucking Facebook. Your day-to-day elf in the sink, or your day-to-day elf, you know, in the dog dish. I don't give a fuck.
Goes nothing, huh? It's either gonna work or it's not.
All that matters is that we try.
It's a good, solid try, Travis. That's what we need, a good, solid try. I expect maximum effort here. Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, the rotund gentleman of our nightmares, Mr. Mike Napier. And also joining us, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
It is like a rebirth for me in this WFOD program. I'm very excited.
You feel reborn?
I feel reborn. I can hear the intro, everything. I feel it in my bones. It's a great day.
Feeling good, feeling good. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you. In a little bit, we're going to be joined by the director of The Elf, available now in your red boxes and your on-demands. Mr. Justin Price will be here.
Sorry, Will Ferrell?
No, not the Will Ferrell movie. That's just Elf. This is The Elf.
Yeah, The Elf movie with Will Ferrell.
Matt, I haven't introduced you yet. I was saving you for last. Matt from the Lotus cast is joining us.
Special guest star.
The Elf with Will Ferrell?
No. The Elf. It's a horror film. When they said, hey, we got this guy. He made this movie called The Elf, and it was like an elf on a shelf that stabs people with a knife, Matt. And I was really excited about it because it reminded me of Travis. You know, every year. And Matt, I had to invite you on because you carry the torch for the
for the Travis Elf on a Shelf hatred every year. And it's an important job, and I appreciate you that every year, come Christmas time, you start sending Travis elves on shelves, because we know he hates them.
I
love it.
I think he mutes me around December when they start flooding his feed.
Yeah, as soon as I had seen in previous years the soon, or it's coming, that's typically when Matt and I are no longer friends on social media for
you
a while.
You get rid of them for the Christmas season.
The one nice thing, though, I think,
the season to block Matt.
People bitched a lot about 2016 being like one of the worst years in existence. You know, they do that every year, but 2016 was apparently a big one for people.
My recollection
is that I didn't receive a single elf on the shelf from Matt in 2016, which made me very happy.
Well, I'll tell you. You being happy makes me unhappy, Travis. That's why I'm trying to reignite the torch. I want you to be down in the muck with me. I want you to be down here. I want you to be miserable with me.
Well, that's where I live my life. That's my baseline, is down in the muck. So if you want to kick me even lower, send me a bunch of those stupid fucking elves.
So I'm hoping that everybody goes and sees Justin Price's film in the Red Box, The Elf, and it makes them. Makes them more excited about it. It's not the elf on the shelf in the movie. It's not in the elf on the shelf. What?
Do you do the Red Box?
I don't. No. I never have.
Never?
I think they sent me codes. They're like, hey, you want a free Red Box movie? And I think I did it that, but then like I forget to take it back, and so then they get their money out of me. That's the problem, is I forget to take it back. I think that's what they hope for.
Boy, I used to Red Box all the time. Back in like 2009.
You were big on the Red Box?
Yeah, so I used to work like crazy, crazy hours, but I would have these like downtimes in between my shifts for like a couple hours, and I would get like really crappy food from 7-Eleven and rent a Redbox movie and watch it on my little like portable DVD player that was in my car.
You had a portable?
I did. I had a portable DVD player
in my
car. Was
it mounted?
I mean, I kind of mounted it. It wasn't like
he propped it up against his big gulp and
watch movie films in your car while you drive.
I have been known to do that, but mainly, like I said, it was in between shifts. Like I used to drive a lot, a shitload of driving, and like in between routes, I would watch a movie.
Did you have a go-to? A movie that you watched over and over again?
No, not a movie that I watched over and over. It just allowed me to watch a lot of, I watched Bullet to the Head starring Sylvester Stallone, I remember.
Ooh, sponsored by my favorite Bullet Rye Whiskey.
How I found out about Bullet Bourbon, and I was really excited about that. Good movie, too, actually.
I like that movie as well. Fun fact, the Asian partner, was originally supposed to be played by Thomas Jane of Punisher fame.
I thought you were going to say, fun fact, Sylvester Stallone sexually harassed every woman in that movie.
And that just brought us to our sexual assault watch updates.
There was a new one today. Who was the one? Oh, it was Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose.
That pervert
Charlie
Rose.
Hot on the heels of about 15 different producers, Sylvester Stallone.
Charlie Rose had an awesome statement about it. He was like, I thought they wanted it.
I can't forget Al Franken was tossed in the mix there. We had quite the smorgasbord of sexual harassers and assaulters this last week.
Al Franken's was, he took a picture of him pretending to touch somebody's boobs, but he obviously wasn't touching them whilst they were sleeping.
There's a new update on that one.
Oh, didn't he pat? He pat a gal's butt at the state fair.
Yeah, he grabbed her butt while taking a picture. Yeah.
In 2003.
What about what's his name from Arrested Development?
Jeffrey Tambor. He's leaving the transgender show upon allegations of his sexual harassment.
Yeah, what's that show called? It's
Transparent. Transparent.
Transparents.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's transparent.
Transparents.
A transparent.
Yeah, two transparents raise a straight white cis boy.
Parent.
Transparents.
No, transparent.
Transparents. I think we're all on the same page.
Napier, are you even still there? Did you fall asleep?
Still here.
You still there? Okay, just checking in on you, buddy.
I didn't have anything to add. My fault. We've got four people going here.
Well, three, because you're not going.
Right, right. Yeah, we got three people going.
We have too many cooks. That's all I'm saying.
You just want to take the week off? We'll catch up with you next week?
No, I don't want to take the week off. I'm letting you guys do your thing. You guys talk about your trans whatevers.
Rebirth, Napier. It's a rebirth.
It's a rebirth, Napier. We can hear the songs now.
What songs?
Napier, I'll tell you what song, Napier. I'm excited. Okay.
God Christ.
Napier, you know, I get the music submissions for Strange Label.
And some of them are rather not good.
Napier, this is not the case with this one.
How good is it?
Napier, a lady, she emailed me and she said, hey, I got some Christmas songs. And, you know, I'm trying to get in the spirit. I'm talking to Elf on Shelf guys because when the spirit hits me, I like to send Elves on Shelves to Travis because I know it upsets him.
We did this last year where the lady was like watching this dad leave his family for some guy.
Napier, I'll tell you what. If we could do this every year, I will because it makes me happy, okay? I don't get
that
much
song
happiness.
Is so fucking depressing.
It's one of the songs she submitted, that 10-year-old boy that continually sent us his Christmas song last year, his holiday break song.
Oh, Christmas time is here. Yeah, we've done this several years in a row, haven't we? You know, Christmas songs are big business, Travis. Big business. You get yourself a Christmas song, you get your hooks in.
That's the thing with iTunes. You don't even have to put out an album anymore. You need one Christmas song, and you're good to go for the whole year.
See, that's kind of the thing with the Christmas movies, too. That's why I think this guy is a genius. He makes a Christmas-themed horror movie, and people got to watch it every year because it's Christmas time. You got to watch the silly elf movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of the Christmas music, I found myself listening to a bunch of new Christmas albums that had recently come out. Hanson released a follow-up to their Christmas album from, like, 1999.
Oh, thank God.
At 98 Degrees also released another Christmas album. Cheap Trick released a Christmas album.
You come out with your Christmas music, and people got to get they play Christmas music on a lot of radio stations. They play Christmas music in every goddamn department store, and they need refreshers, or they're playing the same shit every year. How many times can you hear Bing Crosby? You got to have some refreshers, you know what I'm saying? Some new blood.
I heard Wu-Tang also put out a new Christmas album, but you have to bid on it from Martin Shkreli to be able to listen to it.
Did they put out a Christmas album? That'd be pretty great.
That would be great. I'd love it very much.
Napier, do you want to hear the Christmas song? It's really good. I'm really excited about it. It's getting cold out. It's the time of year, Napier. And this one's pretty sexy, too. It's a sexy Christmas song.
Is it new?
It is new.
Okay, yay!
You hear that, that blustery wind in the background?
You got it.
This doesn't sound like a Christmas song.
Oh, just wait!
Arby's slow roast beef sandwich.
We have the meat.
It's a slow burn! They're gonna get you in the mood for Christmas!
Arby's, we have ocean meat.
Dr. Pepper. That's right, no Mr. Pibb.
How come this slow jam's got you guys all into Ving Rhames? You guys hear a slow jam and you start thinking Ving Rhames?
I was trying to do Barry White, actually.
But you went Arby's. Arby's isn't Barry White, it's Ving Rhames.
I think it's Ving Rhames doing Barry White.
He wants some whipped cream on it.
Shaft.
He wants some whipped cream on it. He wants some whipped cream on it.
Guys, now you may think that I want to goof on this, but I don't. I've listened to this song like a whole bunch of times. I legitimately enjoy this song. It makes me so happy.
On a scale of 1 to the Hamburger Helper rap album, where would you place this?
Oh, see, it's not quite Hamburger Helper rap album.
Okay.
I mean, that was a revelation. I would put this somewhere between... Do you remember the Dippin' Dots song?
I believe I do.
It's like one step above the Dippin' Dots song.
So between Dippin' Dots and Hamburger Helper, right?
Right, okay. Right in the middle, yeah.
Yep.
He wants some. My baby's been outside
shoveling snow, shoveling snow. He wanted to clear a path for me to go
to the Christmas party
tonight.
I'm going to celebrate.
He hates that bitch
tonight
so much that he's gonna shovel a path right out
me
that house.
Me and my girls to the Jenner Center tonight. The Jenner Center tonight. He's a good man. He wants me to enjoy myself.
He wants me to enjoy myself.
Because his side project's coming over as soon as I leave.
He went out and shoveled the whole driveway so that she will get out of the house.
Get out.
He did that
for
her. He wants her to enjoy herself.
He wants her to enjoy herself so he can enjoy himself with somebody 15 years younger.
He's a good man.
A real good man.
Well, see, every other Christmas, he's been able to get his side piece over and have a lot of time to himself and his side piece. But thanks to Amazon's 2-day free shipping, she does all of her Christmas shopping at home.
So now he's got to entice her to get the hell out of the house by shoveling her a
path. It's a relatable topic, you guys. When it snows and you can't leave, you got to go out and you shovel it.
Shouldn't they supposed to? Aren't they supposed to enjoy each other's company by the fire?
He's a good man. He put the kids in the bed all by himself. So I asked him, is there something I can do before I go?
She sucked his dick.
He wants before I go. He wants some hot chocolate. He wants some hot chocolate. He wants some whipped cream.
She asked him.
Oh, but don't you just, you, ah.
What?
I was almost there.
Were you vibing? I'm sorry.
He wants some hot chocolate.
Are you into it, Travis? Tell me you're into it. Napier, are you going to drive around and listen to this in your car?
Nope.
It's got a really good bass line to it. I really enjoy it.
It's got like a good fucking rhythm to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It belongs in like a D'Angelo album.
Right. And it's Christmas time, Travis. I mean, you can't listen to D'Angelo's Brown Sugar during Christmas time. You only have this time of year to get all of your Christmas time stuff in, because the rest of the year, it's garbage. You can't use it.
I don't know, man. I'd listen to Hot Chocolate with some whipped cream on it any
time
of year.
Want some whipped cream on it? You know what I'm saying?
Who is this artist that
I didn't write that down. Should I have written that down?
Yeah, I'm interested. I might want to follow
up. Nichelle Colvin, Travis. Nichelle Colvin.
Nichelle?
Nichelle.
Michelle.
It's Michelle with an N.
Jesus Christ.
She's an N lady. She sent us two other Christmas songs, but I didn't get to the other two because I was vibing on this one the whole time.
Oh, you didn't even sample the other two?
I haven't even opened them because I was just, maybe that could be like a future week thing. You know, it'll be a blind item. But I was just so goddamn excited about whipped cream on it. Did you hear that? She's cold.
Brr.
That displays range. Guys, I was really excited about it. Okay, and
does it kind of continue on the same lines? Does he get his hot chocolate with his whipped cream? Does she go out and enjoy herself? Does he
do other menial tasks around the house?
Yeah, does he wash the dishes all by himself? He took out the garbage without her reminding him.
He performs tasks that normal adults should.
He made it to work on time.
He totally paid four bills.
He paid the electric bill on time.
When he made himself a sandwich, he made me want to.
He wants some whipped cream. He wants some whipped cream on
that. I can't even do that. Can you guys do that? I don't take whipped cream on my hot chocolate, do you? I mean, marshmallows, sure.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, but not
I'll be honest
cream.
With you, I hate hot chocolate.
That's unusual. I would say that's unusual.
You gotta get some peppermint schnapps. Put the schnapps in there. Nice warm schnapps. Half schnapps, half hot chocolate. You're good to go.
Oh, Bailey's, yeah.
Bailey's out of a boot?
Now we gotta talk to Nichelle because I need to know if she's doing her layered background vocals and shit. Like, this has gotta all be her, right?
You want to call up Nichelle?
Oh, and she even chuckles at the end.
She does. She gives it a little chuckle because she, you know, it's all in good fun. And your minds are in the gutter if you think that it wasn't just about hot chocolate, guys.
He just wants some hot chocolate.
He just wants some hot chocolate. He was out shoveling the snow all by himself.
And then he put the kids to bed. Come on. Guy deserves a little hot chocolate.
Maybe we jump the gun a little bit on Christmas music, but I don't think you can ever do that as long as it's cold out.
Well, right, and we're not alone. Plenty of people have jumped the gun on Christmas music like a week and a half ago, so we're probably good.
Guys, I listened to the This American Life. Do you guys listen to This American Life?
Sometimes.
No.
Matt, did you happen to hear the one about the guy that got sued by the monkey?
No.
Guy got sued by a monkey, okay? He's like a wildlife photographer. He goes out there and he takes pictures of animals out in the rainforests and stuff. And what he did is he figured out a way. He was trying to get this perfect picture of this monkey, and he couldn't get it right because the monkeys were uncomfortable around this dude with a camera. And so he tricked the monkeys into pressing the button themselves. Like, he put like a little contraption on it to where the monkeys get curious, and then they start pressing the button on the camera. And so he tricked the monkeys into taking selfies. And then, like, he was amazed at how awesome these pictures that he took were. And so the guy puts out a book of these awesome monkey selfies. And, you know, he tricked the monkeys into pressing the button, so they're his pictures. But then, a ways down the road, he got sued by the monkey. PETA sued him on behalf of the monkey.
I hate PETA so much.
Because the monkey is the one that pressed the button, and so it's actually the monkey's picture. The monkey is the author of the picture.
Oh, so the monkey has proprietary rights over the image of itself that it took with somebody else's equipment?
Right. It's a real thing. It went on for years. It was the craziest fucking story I ever heard. I was so excited to tell you guys about it, and I was afraid that you had heard, you know, this little-known podcast called This American Life. Not a lot of people have heard of. But, yeah, this guy, he had like a several-year-long battle with a monkey in courts over copyright law.
So there were actually courts willing to hear this case?
Yeah, that's kind of strange. I mean,
well, see, it was several courts. He went to one court, and the court threw it out because, you know, it's a monkey suing him.
That's fucking stupid.
That's stupid. But then the monkey appealed. The monkey really wanted to win this lawsuit. And I'm like, where do you even mail a monkey's royalty check? Where do you mail the monkey's check to?
Right to PETA's address.
Yeah, you know what's a real shame about all this is that, like, clearly if they had won the case, I'm sure they would have given the money to, like, whatever monkey research foundation. But why didn't they just take all of this money and legal fees that they're blowing to fight this guy and use it?
See, what it does is it opens a can of worms, Matt. If you can sue this guy on behalf of a monkey, then you can win lots of cases, because that's what everything is they reference other things. So they say, hey, guys, this monkey won a copyright lawsuit, so like now everything can win copyright lawsuits because this one monkey did.
Now, if they would have won this case, would it have also gone so far as to say that you can no longer take nature photography because you have to have the animals sign off on the rights to their likeness being published?
Track it down and make sure that it's okay with it.
Garbage.
But, guys, I don't remember which one it was, but it was good. This American Life, it's a fun little show because they talk about the, you know, normal people. You just check it out and you're like, oh, these normal people, they're just like us.
Is that the Ira Glass guy?
Yeah.
He's just so monotone, I just can't get into it.
I used to listen to it when their episodes were on NPR. I listened to a lot of National Public Radio when I was a kid.
In the chat, Benny says, I like the visual of a monkey showing up in court. But the monkey didn't show up in court. They had there was something that was like a friend of the monkey was able to sue on his behalf.
Did the monkey Skype in at least?
No. The monkey just hung out in the rainforest. And I don't even think anybody ever at any point asked him what he thought about the whole thing. They just kind of, you know, did it on his behalf. Just a monkey out being a monkey doing monkey things.
Not realizing that something like this exists. Well, makes sense.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a guy got sued by a monkey.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. That's crazy.
And he wants some whipped cream on it.
Want some
I just
cream.
Summed up the first half of the show.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and go on break.
Yes.
Just in time.
Drunk, I mean, is there anything you want you want to say hi to everybody? You want to say, hey, it's me, Drunk. I'm really excited to be here.
Hi, America. I'm Drunk, and I'm really excited to be here.
Don't just say hi to America.
Oh, we're worldwide, baby.
We're worldwide, baby.
Hello, world. This is at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters.
Christmas time is finally here, and there's one thing I fear every year. It moves around at night, fills me full of fright, and it watches you when you sleep at night. It tattletales on the things you've done, and it wants to kill, kill, kill. It don't give hugs, it wants your blood. What does an elf say?
I'm gonna horrify.
Hello, this is Andrew WK, and you're listening to Strange Label. Time to party!
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. You can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes three classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a Mike of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
With matching 52s in both Metacritic and box office dollars, Murder on the Orient Express pulled in 27 points. That leaves us with a big hole that hopefully Pixar can fill, although they made an attempt to make something about Mexicans, so there will probably be some kind of trivial cultural backlash that prevents it from truly shining. Random Ramblings with Rob is in pretty good shape. Needed at least 8 points out of Justice League to overtake Not Safe for Water Coolers. And let's face it, he's going to get that. It made $96 million this past weekend and has a 46%. Is that higher than the other DC movies? Wow, maybe they're getting better. Totals for Justice League next week.
You're feeling strong, my friend.
Once again.
Call me Elf.
WFOD.
One more time.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
If it's only love, then why do I need it? If it's only love, then why do I bleed it? If it's only love, then why can't I save it? Twist it, make it dirty, make it time to misbehave it. If it's only love, then why ain't I sleeping? If it's only love, then why can't I leave it? If it's only love, then tell me what's above it. If it's only love, then I don't know what love is. Ooh, I can't help it.
When you're making that sound.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis?
Yes, sir.
Is this working out okay?
It's working out for me.
See, it's kind of a test show, guys. We're testing some new things.
Guys, we're trying. Just give us credit for trying.
We're giving it a good go, you know. I've been futzing around with this thing for weeks and weeks, trying to get it to sound good for you. It's my mission. And so this is another attempt at it. So if you hear this, and you're a frequent listener of the show, you know what it typically sounds like. Maybe you can let us know how it stacks up to what you're used to.
It's a rebirth.
Yeah, it's
what does it typically sound like, Mike?
Well, you know what I mean? Like when you download the show every week and you have an expectation of what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
This is probably going to sound different than that because I'm
hopefully
doing
better.
Completely different things.
I believe you usually refer to that sound as dog shit.
Well, no. See, there's levels of dog. I guess I'm not very eloquent in my speech. I think just everything is varying degrees of dog shit. So, yeah. If it sounds like more or less dog shit than what you're used to, let us know.
Please.
But be nice about it, you fucking dickheads.
Because we just, we're trying. We're trying our best. You know what I mean? We're trying our best.
Michelle says drunk is way louder.
Drunk is way louder.
But also, Michelle is also an idiot, so.
It's funny, too, because I'm usually the quiet one. Should I scoot back a little bit?
Maybe I turned you up too loud drunk. Maybe I didn't turn me up loud enough.
I'm kidding, Michelle. You're not an idiot. Just a water.
It's interesting how this whole thing works. The drunk said he was listening on the way over here, and he said that Travis sounded a bit loud. But he said I sounded really good. But now I don't sound good?
You always sound good, right?
You know, right when drunk showed up, there was an altar.
There was a shift. I heard the same shift in Mike's sound.
And I didn't know if that was just something I heard. Or
no,
everybody
no,
heard,
drunk.
So we're together, hands across America.
I fucked you up.
You fucked me up, here. Drunk.
I guess I gotta stop coming in on Mondays. I have to Skype in like Napier.
That's exactly what we need.
It's the Mike conference call every week. Hey, everybody, jump on Skype. Let's all talk to Mike. Woo!
You could do a go-to meeting show.
Go to meeting?
Powered by Citrix?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well?
Cool. Well, that's our show, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Our buddy Justin, he's running late, Travis. He's running
a little late.
Yeah. What are you? One of these creative types. What can you expect?
You know, he'd forget his head if it wasn't a catch. This Justin. You know, he's got his hands in a bunch of fires. He's making films all the time. And he just ain't got time to call a bunch of films.
Maybe he thought you were talking about, like, Western time zone or something.
Oh,
like.
No.
Classic Western time zone drunk.
Oh, no, drunk.
That Pacific time.
I'm not new to this rodeo, drunk. I got my time zones down pat. It's part of the biz, you know, part of the biz. Right.
We're on standard time now, not daylight.
Part of
the business
is Mike saying, what is that, like 3 hours behind to me in our private chat?
Yeah. That's how I do it. I consult with Travis, and Travis tells me.
All right.
And I say, I don't know, probably. Then I have to Google it sometimes.
You'll be getting that call about 10:30 tonight.
You're like, oh, sorry, I fell asleep. I took a little nap. That's what he's going to say. I don't know what to tell you guys. It's a movie about an elf. And he's got a knife.
But not a real elf, right? Isn't it an elf on a shelf?
Will Ferrell.
No. Matt.
Better acoustics in the bathroom.
It's got a Zoe Deschanel in that.
It's not Zoe Deschanel.
She's adorable.
Zooey?
They find a puppet.
Zooey mama.
They find a puppet elf.
Right.
And it's got a
There's
knife.
There's scene where they're all, like, weirdly animated.
They say, oh, this is weird. This puppet elf has a knife.
dumps a bunch by that raccoon is pretty funny.
Yeah, and then they dumped a bunch of syrup and M&Ms on the pancakes and spaghetti, right?
Good movie.
Good movie. I like it.
See, now this is the thing about the film, Matt. See, he doesn't take the elf home. He leaves the elf at the store. Because why would you take the elf home?
Is that why the elf gets pissed? Because he left it there?
Mike?
And then he goes home, and the elf is there, and he's got a knife.
I didn't watch the whole movie. I watched parts of the movie, and I have questions about those parts. Now, those parts might have been answered if you watched the whole movie. But the parts that I watched,
you have questions about.
Got questions.
You know what would be perfect for your questions?
As if the writer and director were on the show to talk about it? That would be pretty great, wouldn't it?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, there's one thing that I cannot tolerate, Travis, and that is tardiness.
Tardiness, yeah.
You must be mad at me every week, then.
Well, drunk, see.
There's other stuff you don't like.
It's not just the tardiness that I don't like about you, drunk. There's lots of other things.
So
you breathe too heavy into the microphone. I don't like that. I don't like that when you turn on your microphone, it makes my microphone not sound good.
Well, also, you always drink all his Coke Zero.
I don't drink Coke Zero.
Yeah, you know that
Coke
a couple
Zero
weeks ago,
sugar, Travis.
A couple weeks ago, when you came in and you said, "Hey, how come you didn't bring me a drink?" I'm still stewing on that. Yeah, you motherfucker! You know where the goddamn refrigerator is?
Did he say that he's running late, or is he just not answering?
No, Matt. You see, Justin is a big shot. And
sure.
I never actually spoke to Justin. I went through Justin's handlers.
You're right.
And Justin's handlers assured me that he is good to go.
So as a we'll call you, not you call me.
Down, Matt. Mark it down. He is good to go.
Justin.
This time.
GTG.
But so he makes you wait is what he does.
We call that fashionably late.
So let's just move on to some of our other. Travis has been on a thing this week. Travis, let's talk about your thing with the Punisher.
Oh,
you were disappointed with how little punishing he does.
I watched it all. I started Friday and finished it last night. I really thoroughly enjoyed the
no
program.
Spoilers. I just watched the first episode. That's not fair.
Let me spoil it for you pretty hard. You're going to be disappointed in the lack of punishing by the Punisher,
Matt. I mean, when you watch The Punisher,
yeah,
you expect him to do a certain amount of punishing.
I'm actually surprised to hear this coming from Travis, because Travis generally likes everything.
Oh, and I'm not saying that I don't like it. I liked it very. Oh. John Bernthal he's still a great Punisher, and I thought, I mean, he did a bang up job.
Better than Ray Stevenson.
It's hard. I like Tom Jane too. I like Tom Jane too. I think all three of them are good. But I mean,
Tom Jane.
Yeah, I call him Tom. Yeah, my buddy Tom.
Okay.
So of the three of them, which one would you say did the least amount of punishing?
Oh, definitely Johnny Bernthal. I'd say between the two, Johnny B, I think in either of those two movies, and include the Dolph Lundgren Punisher as well, I think any of those Punishers punished more in their two-hour block than Johnny Bernthal punished in 13 hours of a Netflix original series.
13 hours and so little punishing in
so
those 13
little punishing.
Hours.
There was two episodes in a row where not one person got punished.
Like in a row?
In a row! It was like an episode, and I'm like, oh, okay, he didn't punish. They're a little downtime. He's not punishing anybody.
Now, were those the only 2 hours of no punishing, or were those just the only two in a row?
Last two episodes spread out some punishing, so I think we got one punish apiece in the last two episodes.
Travis, would you say that the only victims of punishment were the audience?
they really do set you up for that. No, I'd say the audience it would probably come away from it, entertained and happy that they watched it and enjoyed all the performances.
Boy, did I love Warzone, man.
I did too. Warzone's amazing.
We watched about 10 minutes of Warzone and turned it off. We're like, Warzone this is so dumb.
Of Warzone?
Yeah. We're like, this is stupid. Turning it off.
So many people and,
what are you talking about?
What's his name from The Wire does a great job, like, over the top playing Jigsaw.
Jigsaw was so good in that, and fucking Ray Stevenson.
You know
was
what
great.
I think it was? I think that they put too much punishing at the very beginning.
Oh, he punishes so many people in that opening scene. It's just like headshot, headshot, face shot, headshot. Ugh.
And I was just like,
don't
this
forget
is,
the hammers.
Oh, and the oh, the hammers.
Too much goddamn punishing.
Oh man, just right, just right. That's
fucking great. Love that movie. Warzone was awesome.
Yeah, I liked Warzone very much.
Warzone, my favorite Punisher.
Ray Stevenson is your favorite. He has the look. If you're basing it off the comic book and you take a look at Ray Stevenson, you'd say, hey, the Punisher just stepped right off the page.
That entire movie, beginning to end, was like reading a Punisher Max comic book.
Yep, I completely agree with you.
You know, the thing about the Punisher, and you go into it with an expectation of punishment. You expect him to punish a lot of people.
And he does right off the bat. I mean, the first episode is like, let's punish a bunch of motherfuckers, and then we'll take our time and ponder whether we should still be punishing or not.
And I went and got a Papa John's pizza today.
Ooh.
Oh, so you were the one looking for punishment.
I got the Papa John's pizza, and, you know, it's got that guy's goddamn face on it.
Always.
And I know that people are mad at that guy, and in return, they're not eating Papa John's pizza because they're mad at that guy and what he says. And I just feel like Papa John's, I need to quit putting that guy's face on shit and just sell pizza. Get yourself a duck. I mean, do you know
I
who
agree.
The...
They need to go with like a wacky character.
They need a guy with
they
a
They need to get
big,
the face off.
They need to get
mustache?
Their version of the Noid is what they need to do.
They need a Noid. That's what they need. I mean, like, do you know who owns Domino's? You don't.
No, the Noid, as far as I'm concerned.
The guy who owns Domino's could be a raging white supremacist psychopath. You have no idea.
No, I've seen the commercials where that one dude folds those boxes super fast, so I'm going to buy their pizza.
The owner of Domino's is Mel Gibson.
You know, Public Storage, the storage place, the national storage chain, O.J. Simpson owned a shitload of public storages. Like, he invested in it early. He had a lot of them.
That's how he knew how to break into it.
but you don't know that because you don't have O.J. Simpson on your signs. You don't have to change anything. You just know the product. And when you put a face to it, then that face can let you down. Like the Punisher.
Unless you're the snuggle bear, then you're never going to lose.
That's true.
What if you found out some bad stuff about that snuggle bear?
I would not care. Have you felt how soft that snuggle bear is?
Is he really soft?
He's very soft.
Or does he just make your clothes soft?
A little of both. He's very soft and also makes your clothes very soft.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the sponge in my sink makes my dishes clean, but it's dirty. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get yourself one of those clean sponges.
It wants some whipped cream on it.
Bow, bow.
Are you feeling festive, drunk? Are you feeling
I'm not ready there yet. Once Friday hits, I will be, though.
You were listening to the show in the car.
I did.
So you heard the Christmas song.
I did.
And that didn't help?
No.
I'm removing all of Justin's plugs for the Elf.
Oh, no.
I'm going back and I'm editing them all out.
It's a lot of work you're going to do to yourself.
I'm going to bleep it. I'm going to bleep the name of the movie.
The Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah.
We still got a relationship with the PR company. We got to keep that going.
Well, doing us a hell of a lot of good, Travis. They book people that don't come.
Can we talk about how bad?
It was a bad movie. Yeah, it was a really bad movie. Me, Travis, and Matt all tried to get through it, and we couldn't. I made it half hour. How far into it did you make, Matt?
I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get through it.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew that I didn't have enough time to spend watching that between, you know, watching everything else that I enjoy. And, I watched the opening sequence, and I thought the opening sequence was interesting.
Matt,
like,
did
it
you
was
notice
well shot?
Did you notice in the thing when the glass crashes, the cameraman flinches?
Yeah,
like it's supposed to be scary.
To be extra fair, I didn't even attempt to watch it. So
yeah,
Yeah, it was supposed to be scary to the audience, but like I don't think they told the cameraman what was going to happen because like he flinches when the glass breaks because he's scared.
Maybe it's supposed to be like a handheld shot. You're supposed to feel like the cameraman.
Yeah.
It's a weird car crash. There's a weird CGI elf.
Does
elf look stupid?
What was with that car crash, Matt? They're driving home from the place where the elf is drunk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a car stalled on the side of the road, and the guy stops, and he gets out, and he walks up to the car, and there's an old man in the car, and he says to the old man, hey, are you all right? And the old man is obviously, like, fucked up, like he got hit in the head, and he doesn't know what to do. And
he says
some weird shit. And the guy says, well, do you want me to call somebody? And then the old guy says something else nonsensical. And he just goes and gets back in the car. And then what does he say, Matt?
He gets in a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend's like, what was that all about? And he says, I don't want to talk about it. And she's like, oh, of course you don't want to talk about it. Like, what?
And they don't call anybody. They just drive off. And I don't think that old man comes back.
Was it referenced? It was never referenced again?
Well, I don't know,
Travis,
because we didn't watch the end of the movie. It was a horrible movie.
Oh, maybe the old man created the elf.
Maybe the old man's in an end credit scene.
Maybe the old man ties the whole thing together.
To open up the elf cinematic universe.
Right.
You have to rewatch this one now, huh?
Do we need to watch the end and see if the old man comes back?
I don't know. There's a weird scene with the elf. And clearly the entire budget went to this, like, minute and a half scene of a CGI elf with a knife hacking at somebody's neck.
So they don't even use practical effects in this thing?
They do, but clear, like I said, most of their money is
It's a mixture, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So it's exactly like Jurassic Park.
Like Jurassic Park.
How long was this bad boy?
I think it's like an hour and a half.
Oof.
Yeah, not good.
Would you say he did a lot of punishing, though? I mean, more than the Punisher in the 13 hours of the Netflix series?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Punisher in the 13 hours yet. So I can't compare the two.
So, yeah, go see The Elf in Redbox.
Is that where it is, the Redbox?
Yeah, it's in the Redbox.
Or VOD. You know what, on second thought, why don't you just go ahead and get a Shudder.com account and watch all of the cultivated horror that you could possibly want to see. You're not going to find any duds on Shudder.com.
Look, I'll tell you why I wanted to talk to this guy. Because it was a clever way of getting Travis's hate of the Elf on a Shelf back in the limelight. That was my whole angle. That was the whole thing. I just wanted you guys all to send Travis as many elves on shelves as you could.
Well, and see, so, you did this, and then you supplanted my hate for the Elf on the Shelf with that sweet, sweet whipped cream song.
It wants some whipped cream on it.
It's hard to take me out. I was on vacation last week. I visited the Motion Picture Theater House 3 times, and that always keeps me going for a few weeks.
What'd you go see, Travis?
First on Tuesday, on $5 Tuesdays, I went and saw Thor Ragnarok, which
you like
I thought,
it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
So,
first time.
How many times have you seen it now?
Just the once, and that's all I'll see it, okay. In the theater. I'll see it at home. I thought the first 20 minutes were a bit slogging, and then it picked up and got funny, and the Hulk was great, and, yeah, it was a Marvel movie.
I loved Ragnarok a lot.
Did you?
I loved it.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was fine, guys.
Better than Guardians 2.
Nah.
Better than Guardians 2.
I can't get on that train.
Well, I don't know how you couldn't.
I don't have a ticket. I can't. I can't board. They won't let me on.
Now, I got a question for you, Travis. If you went to the movie 3 times last week.
I went to a movie 3 times. Not that movie.
Oh, yeah, you went to go see a movie 3 times, different movies.
Yep.
Do you have the movie pass?
No, I don't, because they do not offer it in my area. If they offered it in my area...
No, like, really?
Yeah, there's no participant. See, all of the theaters around in, like, probably a 40-mile radius, they're all owned by the same chain, and it's a local chain. So, and they never participate in any of that. They just started taking like movie cash, like if you, you know, to get gift certificates and stuff. They just started taking those in the last couple of years. So
that is crazy, because I feel like you would really take advantage of,
I absolutely would. And they also don't, I talked about this on the show before, like there's no daytime showings unless kids are on spring break, Christmas break, or summer break.
Yeah, so I remember you saying that.
Yeah, so it's like they've lost so much, so many ticket sales just based on the fact that I couldn't go during the day when I was like on vacation and shit.
Yeah, so many ticket sales. Travis is one ticket.
Well, so many over the course of probably 10 years, though.
And Travis is just one man. Think of all the potential. You know, there's lots of Travises. Travis, he's a snowflake, but he's not, you know, the only snowflake.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There's a lot of them out there. I go see movies during the day all the time. That's when we.
I didn't realize it was that bad out there.
It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough out here.
Like like where I live, the theater that's closest to me is like a local theater. It's not like a Regal or an AMC.
Right.
And they're totally on board with it. And there's another like an hour away, the next closest theater is like a dine-in theater where you can, you know, sit in a nice computer chair.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and have some like wings and beer, which is really nice. Oh, it's great. I love going there. I just wish it wasn't an hour away.
You really have to make a day of it.
Yeah, it's a whole like that's the movie plus 2 hours of driving.
Man, you guys must live in the sticks. How many movie theaters do you think are within an hour of where we live?
Within an hour? 100.
I was about to say, at least 15, right?
Right, and they all have daytime showings, because people go see movies during the daytime, especially old people. Old people love daytime showings.
We got the five-star lounges and the mega screens and the IMAXs. And...
Oh, God, an IMAX? That's a buck and a half away from where I live.
Yeah, me too. I got an hour and a half
to the
nearest IMAX. The only movie, I've seen like two movies in IMAX. And one of them I was out of town, and one of them was a destination trip to see a movie on opening day.
Matt, I am curious if there's any kind of update on your most recent episode of the Lotus Cast. Have you mended fences? It ended on a bit of a sour note.
I don't know that the fence has been mended. I talked to, if you don't know, Joe and I got into a bit of a spat.
Your co-host on the Lotus Cast heard Thursday nights on StrangeLabel.com.
Right. What was the spat? How did that evolve?
Oh man, it's such a weird thing. And when I tell this story, I've actually retold the events many times to try to see if I'm a weirdo and what happened. And when I start to tell the stories of what happened, I feel really immature. But what happened, Travis, is there's a Facebook chat with me and Mike and Joe. And there's another Facebook chat with me, Mike, Dan, and Mandy. Okay?
You fucking weirdos are in way too many Facebook chats.
There's lot of Facebook chats. There's a way
Travis,
too
I'm
many
a social Facebook. Animal. I'm a social fella, you know.
No, what Mike likes to do is he likes to talk to people about other people and
absolutely.
And that's why he's got so many Facebook
chats. Yeah, because I have to exclude one person from each chat I have so that I can talk shit about that one person.
Right. So you have this Facebook chat, so this is where,
let me tell you exactly what happens. Like, a couple weeks ago on our episode of the Lotus Cast, we were discussing a Halloween party recently that we were all at, and Joe talked about his sister. So Dan, Furnicast, from the Furnicast on Monday nights on StrangeLabel.com, this is all he asked in the chat with me, Mike, Mandy, Dan. He says, "Hey, is Joe's sister hot?"
He was curious because she came up on the Lotus Cast.
So my response is I went to, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to show him a picture. So I go to Facebook and I start, you know, rummaging around and I find a picture. Well, stupidly, I post the picture in the Mike, Joe, Matt chat.
Of course you did, because there's too many fucking chats.
Right. So then Joe says, oh, an old picture of my sister? And then immediately Mike in the other chat is like, whoops. And then I just laugh. And it's just become this like kind of funny, silly thing, right?
It's a funny thing.
It's funny. And I said to Joe, I was like, yeah, I had that in my gallery. And then Mike is like, oh, no need to lie about it. Dan in another chat room asked.
Oh, so you're the one stirring this.
Maybe
that sounds about right.
Maybe there was a need to lie about it in retrospect. Like now that I'm, you know, seeing things, hindsight, you know.
Yeah, maybe don't comment at all.
Yeah, maybe you should have lied about it. Maybe that would have been better.
So Joe, actually what happened is Mike posted another picture of Joe's sister that he found online. And Joe said, can you not post pictures of my sister? Or something along those lines. And Mike says, nope, can't do it. Can't stop doing it. And
well, let me tell you, Joe's sister's Facebook is locked down, man. Like the one that I got is really the only one you can get. So, yeah, I mean, you know, like I was done posting them, if that makes him feel any better. I'm sure it doesn't.
So what happened is I left it alone. Like I talked to Joe a couple times in between there. And, you know, I mean, again, I like to stir up shit myself. I'm a shit stirrer.
I know this is going to end up being my fault. I know that's where this is headed.
Listening to the story right now, it's 1,000% sounds
everyone's
like
just going to end up saying, oh, Mike.
No, I
Mike
can't
messed
blame
up everything.
Mike for this because, like, I was the one who did it. I posted the picture.
And Dan Furnacase was the one that asked the question.
Right.
Which he should not be sexualizing Joe's sister.
Right. She's a person with
sisters
feelings.
Are off limits, Matt.
So what happened is on the Lotus Cast last week, I threw it out there. I said, so are you mad at me? And it opened up this, like, really bad, Joe was angry. Joe was really upset.
He walked off the show.
He at one point I said, "Do you want to know what the other people thought of how your sister looked?"
Oh my
and he
God.
Said, "I don't want to know." And I said, "Well, I'm going to say it anyway, so you might want to take your headphones off." And he actually got up and left his little area, which I thought is funny because the hub of the show is at his apartment. So he's basically being kind of a cuckold to his own show. Like this, all of this is happening in his apartment while he's in another room watching television. And it just,
it was so awkward.
So were you flying solo then on the show?
It was myself, and Adam, okay. on the show.
If it was your first episode of the Lotus Cast, you'd probably think, what is this bullshit? But I loved it so much because it was so awkward and uncomfortable. And I hate when people like our uncomfortable shows. But
I
get
it.
Great.
Now. I play to those fucking uncomfortable shows.
I get
I'm
it now.
A fan.
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, that's the thing. Like I love those moments. I really do. What I did is I really kind of exploited my best friend for this really awkward moment. But at the same time, I don't, he has said like, oh, well, my feelings are hurt and you don't understand that. And I don't, I really don't. Like looking back at the whole thing, Dan asking essentially if his sister was hot and me posting a picture, I don't feel like I did anything
the
wrong.
The correct response is to roll your eyes and say, fuck you guys. And then that be it. But like, I think, Matt, what you said was that, you know, he gets his ideas of how to defend your sister based on, like, watching movies where guys defend
their
sister.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's theatrical. Like, he thinks, like, oh, I have to defend her in this moment. And I feel weird saying that now because, like, if he hears this, he's going to get mad at me again. I don't understand it. I don't understand. And I think even Liquid Lozenge tweeted today, because he was listening to the episode, and he said, oh, it feels like the bullies that were picking on the kid and then wondering why the kid's feelings were hurt. But I thought to myself, after reading that tweet, I was like, yeah, okay, your feelings are hurt. But don't you, as a human being, like you look at your feelings being hurt. Should my feelings be hurt at this? Like, can't there be accountability in that department?
I would have to say it would probably be better if you were to ask him why his feelings are hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I tried, honestly. Because I felt he said some weird things that episode where he was like, oh, I didn't want them making fun of my sister. I didn't want them, like, he at one point said, like, I didn't want them making fun of her sloppy yabos.
You put her out there.
You really think that?
You put her out there for everyone to judge.
Yeah, but I think, why do you think everybody's going to judge her next?
But she's like a normal-looking person. I mean, if she looked like a mongoloid, and you put her out there, and then everybody was like, oh, yeah, look at that fucking mongoloid, then I'd understand that. Like, you know, if you were like, oh, no, you're going to make fun of her for sure because she's really funny-looking. But she's like a normal-looking gal. Well,
that brings me to my third movie, you can really look at her and say... starring Jacob Tremblay called Wonder.
Wonder?
Napier.
Saw Wonder on Saturday.
Napier, same position. Would you be irritated?
I don't know, maybe.
Like if I was posting pictures of your sister and saying, hey guys, what do you think of Napier's sister?
What do you mean if?
I would ask you why would you do that?
But it's not that, like, what's the point? Let's say I was in a chat with Mike and I said, hey, what does Napier's sister look like? Which is gonna happen right after this episode. Mike's gonna post a picture of your sister. But if I said, what does she look like, and he posts a picture that you, okay, have posted on your Facebook.
Right, then I have not expressed an opinion. I have put her out there for you to determine what you think based on your inquiry.
Yeah, like a prize-winning hog.
I mean, that's the correct thing to do, I feel like.
Yeah, the farmer doesn't say, look at my pig, I have an opinion on it. It puts it out in front of a crowd, and then they decide if they're going to place a blue ribbon on the pig or not.
Right, well, and hopefully there's a spider web up in the corner that says, like, you know, great.
Oh!
Yeah, I follow Napier's sister on Instagram. All she posts is stuff about, doing, like, CrossFit and stuff. She's getting very physically fit. And she documents her transformation from when I knew her, she looked like Napier. And now she has...
doesn't look like Napier.
She doesn't look like Napier anymore.
No. She's tiny now. She could wear me like a mech suit.
So, yeah, but if anybody's curious what Napier's sister looks like, just hit me up.
Somebody would like... And it's not out there for everybody to see. It's there for me to see. It's not like, oh...
And that's the other thing is you didn't post it publicly. You posted it to, like, three people.
Right. I didn't post it on our public Twitter and said, hey, look at this. Look at Joseph.
We'll really test the limits of this.
Right. Twitter poll.
Right.
We'll really test.
Is Joe's sister hot? Yes or no?
We'll really test the limits of this when I make Drunk Sister our cover art this week.
Hey, I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Don't you want to defend her honor?
No, that's all on y'all, for real. I could care less.
There you go.
And you and Joe make up here, or what's going on?
Well, so that the episode ended, and Joe was definitely, like, he came back onto the show, but before the end of the episode, and that was kind of it. It just ended there. I've talked to Joe since then. I talked to him last night. And this didn't come up. I feel as
though... So maybe it's just like for show. Maybe it's just a, you know...
That's kind of up to him. Like, if he wants to pursue it further, that's fine. I obviously will. I don't know that we'll get anywhere because obviously he's offended and then I'm not. Now, there's a lot of talk about, like, how I discredit his feelings, and I'm not really discrediting. Like, I feel one way, he feels another. It is what it is in that regard, but I mean, I don't know what I did wrong.
Maybe you need a mediator, like somewhere in the middle there that has no vested interest in either of your feelings.
No, I was thinking about that. I was thinking that maybe we should get somebody in the middle, and I could pull somebody from the Strange Label.
Drunk's laughing because I posted a picture of Napier's sister.
Do they still do Loveline? You guys could, like, call into Loveline.
They do. I don't know that really.
Yeah,
they can't call it Loveline anymore, but I know that Adam and Drew do a a show together.
Okay. Well, I mean, that, I guess that, I don't know that that really applies, but you guys could call it like one of these self-help live shows and record it for your show and release
boy,
it.
That message got removed pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. I cleared it back out.
Didn't feel
great
about
it. Before and after. This is a good one. I'll post this one real quick.
The thing is
holy shit.
Yeah, it's a transformation, Travis. A transformation.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Okay, now I'm deleting it.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, God damn it, I just enlarged it.
The thing is, this is on the heels of our Thanksgiving episode.
She wants some whipped cream.
And our
on
Thanksgiving
it.
Episodes, our holiday episodes, tend to get pretty
drunk
and very intense.
Napier
so,
in the chat.
Do you guys work on all of your baggage from the entire year on your holiday episodes?
That usually. Oh, I don't know. I just weird things happen. Like I think the last Christmas episode, the last holiday episode we did, like we found out Joe was uncircumcised and that every other male in his family is circumcised, which is just really strange.
Napier in the chat, Shell said, wow. And Anchor said, wow, she does look pretty got. And then he corrected himself and said, hot.
She still does look like Napier a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, at least she probably weighs about half what I do, if not less.
I would say less than half, Napier. Come on.
Yeah, she weighs like what a normal person would weigh, and I don't.
That's not normal. She's like fit as shit.
Right.
Well, we all know that muscle weighs more than fat.
That is true.
So, Napier, I mean, do you have like a visceral reaction to that? To us sexualizing your sister? Does that make you mad? You don't care, do you?
No, it's not that
like
I
you
don't
kind of
care.
Felt like you were going to care, but now, like, really you don't.
No, it's not that. What am I going to do about it? I mean, it's my sister.
We're not necessarily sexualizing her either. We're just, like, kind of assessing her as a human being in general.
We're
like,
just tugging our puds.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's say I was angry. What am I going to do other than scream about it?
You're going to walk off. You're going to walk off.
You could quit the podcast.
I don't have to walk off. I push a little red button on Skype.
Well, we don't want that to happen.
You know what she wants, Napier? Yeah,
my sister?
She wants some whipped cream on it.
Mike, you're going to get me in trouble again.
You think?
No, my sister gets rather angry when you do this. And the reason I'm not more upset is because I know she's going to be upset with me.
Is she listening right now?
Is she listening right now?
I have no idea if she listens or not.
Cassie.
She might be jazzed about the kids being put to bed.
Anchor thinks you're got.
Cassie, I'll powder those hands for you. Before you lift those weights.
I think she has, like, her own little chalk thing that she uses to lift the weights.
Yeah, I'll be that chalk thing.
Cassie, if you want to be mad at somebody... Be mad at Justin Price for making me have to stretch.
Can you play that music again? I was really getting into this whole thing.
I'll be a spotter, Matt can be a spotter, and you can be our weightlifting queen in the middle.
I'll rub that cream on your anus so it doesn't probe.
Jesus Christ, really? I feel like because I didn't react, you guys are making it worse.
I'm just saying, I would fucking give
Napier,
her a protein
shake. We're trying to recreate the magic that you could hear on the Lotus Cast this past week.
I don't believe this is magic happening right now. This is the opposite of magic.
You're P90X into your beach body,
guys. We're done with the Napier sister bit. Guys, seriously, don't continue the Napier sister bit at all. Because I'm not having it. I'm on your side, Napier.
You know, I can
side,
post
Napier.
Pictures of your sister, too.
Napier,
I got Facebook as
Napier,
you do.
I am on your side. Don't you dare make this about me.
Yeah, don't. Let's make this more about sister Napier.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because that would piss off your sister. And I don't want to piss off your sister because your sister didn't
absolutely
do anything to me.
Absolutely not. Because you're a good guy, Napes.
No, I'm not a shithead.
You are a good man. You put the kid to bed all by himself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While your wife, she went to the Christmas party.
He wants you to enjoy yourself, rabbit poundings.
I guarantee you she'd rather just sit at home and watch Netflix with me.
So you don't shovel your own driveway, Napes?
No, I don't shovel my fucking driveway. I
shoveled the driveway.
Do you hire some neighborhood kid to do that shit for you? Or?
Does your wife shovel the driveway for you?
No, I just take some salt and throw it out there. It'll go away eventually.
You just chuck it out there?
I just throw salt on
that
it.
That doesn't work.
That's right. You just chuck some salt out there.
If it snows like a
That's how driveways work. Just
throw salt on it. Hey, look, it's going to get warmer eventually. Hey, throw some salt on it.
In the chat, Rabbit Pounding says, I shovel the driveway. I'm the man, LOL.
I throw salt on it.
She said, I also rake the leaves.
She yells at me because I won't go out there and shovel the driveway. I threw salt on it. It's going to get warmer, and then the salt will melt the snow.
Throw some salt on it.
That's not going to fly out in your new neighborhood, dude. Fucking, that's way too Hoosier, man.
No, this place is, this area is a little Hoosier. Okay.
That'll definitely fly when you create like a giant ice skating pond in front of your house, because all that shit that melts has got to refreeze when the sun goes down.
Look. The leaves fall on the driveway, snow falls on top of the leaves, I throw salt on, there's traction because of the leaves.
Do you mow the grass?
No, or leaves does don't, Rabbit no, Pounding I pay,
mow the grass?
No, I pay somebody like $25 every 2 weeks to come do it.
You pay somebody to mow the grass?
You can't do you have like a city lot? Is that all you have? You pay somebody to mow your city lot?
I wouldn't call it a city lot, but yeah, they come to mow my grass. It's like $25 every 2 weeks.
So there's like a professional or just a neighborhood kid?
I think he has a home.
What does that mean?
Does he have a grass cutting? Is it a landscaping company?
You know what? He had a thing on Craigslist. So I guess it's a company. Okay. He said he had insurance. I didn't check. But he said he did.
Napier, you don't pay a kid to mow the grass. Your wife mows the grass. Just say it.
No, she doesn't mow the grass. I pay a kid to mow the grass. Well, not a kid. He's probably in his mid-20s. But yeah, I don't have a lot of grass to mow. It's only like $25.
I'm getting information in the chat room, Napier. Rabbit Pounding says that the kid mowed the grass while she was pregnant, but that she generally mows the grass.
Nah, we're stopping that. We got somebody to do it for $25.
She did say that she's getting invoices. It's a company. So
yeah.
If you're getting invoices, that means it's legit.
I think that we just need to have Rabbit Poundings on the show instead of Napier. We're just going to turn this into a about Napier podcast. And we're never going to hear it from him.
Right.
Because I always feel that, you know, we're seeing it from, you know, what we gather from behind the veil.
Cover-ups and lies and whatnot.
Yeah, I pay a dude to mow my grass.
I mean, you should be transparent with the whole sister thing, Napier.
Okay, no, I don't want you guys talking about my sister.
Transparence?
Transparent.
You need to be transparent about your sister.
Drunk, do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
I mean, it's only limited to like 9 people or whatever, but my pick of the week is... If you want anybody on my fantasy team, come get it. I'll take your first round pick next year because my team is...
You're selling?
I'm selling. It's not great.
It's probably going to win this week if Russell Wilson doesn't pick a shit up.
No, you already won.
We were kind of hard on Napier in the chat room. His wife says that he takes care of the little one, so it's all good. You know, he takes care of the baby while she mows the grass and shovels the driveway.
You mean he put the kid...
My little one's getting upset that I'm making yellies.
Mr. Mom.
But I look after my kid. What's wrong with that?
You're a good guy, Napier. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Why am I a good guy for watching my kid?
Napier, she's saying it in the chat, Napier. I'm on your side.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm a good guy too, Napier. I'm a good guy.
Hoops 2 weeks ago?
I think he took too many Ambien that night.
I took some sleeping pills too early, and I tried to cancel it out by drinking a shit ton of my wife's Kickstarters.
That definitely works.
Guess what happens when you crash from a shit ton of Kickstarters and sleeping pills?
You took sleeping pills and a Kickstarter?
I didn't want to throw them up.
Those are contradictory things, Nate.
Where,
okay,
where
well, I have a little one that's kind of screaming. I'll be right back.
Well, the show, I mean, the show's over, Names.
Oh, well, then that's my mama.
And he's gone.
The show's over.
Vulpoops.
Hand turkey month. Get those hand turkeys in. Drunk. So far, I've seen what? How
do
many events?
Do you have a hand turkey?
No hand turkeys.
No hand turkeys. Travis. There's a new contest coming up.
Nobody gives a shit, Travis.
I got a copy of The Nerdist Way by Chris Hardwick to give away.
We're getting stood up by directors of one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
You didn't finish it.
Well, no big loss then.
Do you have a pick of the week, Mike?
My pick of the week is to not go see The Elf because it was fucking awful.
James Caan's in that one.
No, that's the one with... what's that one? The one with Goldberg that he's Santa? That's
Goldberg
a good one.
Is Santa?
Yeah, Goldberg is Santa. It's Santa's sleigh.
Oh, Santa's sleigh. I forgot. They were trying to recreate the majesty of Silent Night, Deadly Night, and it worked not at all.
Fucking stood us up. Such a bullshit. Drunk, pick of the week!
I told you, I'm selling them on my fantasy team. They can have my people.
Matt!
Yes?
Do you have a pick of the week?
A pick of the week. You know, I've actually, if we're going to go with the entertainment side of things, been watching that show Mindhunters.
It's so good.
Laura, watch that one without me.
That first episode is a little rough, but right after that, does it just get amazing.
Oh.
And the show's awesome. Mindhunters on Netflix is really good. Also,
fingers crossed, too.
Justice League is a steaming pile of shit that is kind of entertaining to look at.
It's so bad it's good?
It's not so bad it's good. It is like if your dog shit out in the lawn and then you looked at it and you're like, wow, that kind of looks like the bat symbol. So you looked at it a little too long because it is a turd in the shape of the bat symbol, but you knew you had to clear it off your lawn, so...
Travis, pick of the week!
Travis's pick of the week is Shudder.com, curated horror for curated horror fan lover people. Go to Shudder.com for your free trial today. Also, my second movie was Justice League this week, and I liked it very much.
Guys, we'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you coming in and bonding with us. Let us know how this setup sounds. I'm curious to listen back to it.
Rebirth.
No, that's Napier's mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye. Thank you for listening. Join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFODix. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND or email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.
Travis.
Hello.
Travis.
What?
You want to hear something special?
Shit. I've been promised special before.
Travis, you're going to be excited. Are you ready?
You sound good, by the way. Oh, I can hear it. Whipped cream on it. Oh, I can hear the music. He wants some whipped
cream on it. Travis.
I can hear the music.
You could be part of the show, Travis.
I can hear the music.
After 3 years.
Travis, you can hear the music.
Oh my God. That is very special. I hear it, and it sounds good.
Now, thank my bookie.
Thanks, my bookie.
This is like, you know those videos they share on Facebook, like when they give those kids the hearing implant and they can hear for the first time?
Deaf kids for the first time can finally hear something. It is a lot like that, as
it's
a matter
just like
of fact.
It. Did you hear Did you hear the joy in his voice, Matt?
Like bits that we've worked on that I've like spent time on that I've never got to hear unless I listened to them like outside of the show.
Which know? why would he do that? You know, Matt? Why would he listen to it?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't and I don't, sir. Yeah, right.